Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ross Grimsley. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehazu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Martin reaches second base with a double. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Ontiveros reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley strikes out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards third. Ontiveros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle fires to first and has Scott trapped. There's the throw to DeJesus, who tags Scott for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot is 0 for 1 in the game. Foot takes first base on ball 4. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rochelle moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear is hit by the pitch. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimsley hits a line drive into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cromarty bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez is walked intentionally. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2 to nothing, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a line drive towards first. Perez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foote hits a line drive into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimsley strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kline's pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Gene Kline's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline's hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Dillard pinch runs for Bobby Mercer. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-3 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillard moves to third. Elias Sosa now pitching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a line drive towards first. Perez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.